4, HKX, mobile.
We're CEF, how's it going, Patrick?
Good, Andrew. I'm heading up to my dad's house to see him for his birthday.
How was the weather that way? Did it get too bad?
No, it didn't get too bad, and it didn't last long, thankfully.
It was a little heavy rain and then some wind, but I don't think I ever recorded gusts more than 20 miles an hour.
After watching the news or the YouTube footage of the tornadoes last night, I didn't want nothing to do with that.
I'm thankful we live in an area with a bunch of hills and mountains that usually keeps a lot of that stuff at bay.
But if it ever gets down here in these valleys, it's like a ping pong ball.
Yep.
When today?
Absolutely nothing. I have done nothing all day.
Just a little bit above nothing.
It's to the point where, you know, you're just tempted to run the lows and see if you can find something to do or just walk around. I guess like a woman wants to go shopping, Lowe's is my place.
There's not a ham radio store around, isn't it?
Right, I'd be in trouble.
Couldn't be by yourself.
You don't spend a lot of money. You're still getting in bad trouble just by little odds and ends here and there that add up.
Sure. I mean, the wire, the coax, the antennas, the connectors, the Mobile Link, you name it. You can add up quick.
There's a lot of things I want that I just don't buy because I don't feel like ordering it or ain't got a need for it. But if I could get it right then and there, I would have already purchased it. Like you mentioned, the Mobile Link. I have a Mobile Link 2. I want a 3. That way I can do WinLink over VHF. But mine doesn't have that capability.
Watching videos on it this morning, that's why it's on my mind.
Device. I mean, like I said, if you ever wanted to set up an APRS digipeater, which is what I did, or you can use it for a WinLink over VHF, and like I said, that's a capability I don't have with mine. Something about it, it just will not work to send that kind of data.
So, it's all new to me, so I'm still learning. But yeah, it would be interesting to set up the digipeater. But hey, do you run your APRS when you get home on your Droid, on your phone?
I'll leave it running. If you see my call sign with the -9, that's always going to be my APRS Droid. I mean, it could be my truck, but more than likely it's going to be my my APRS Droid running in the background all the time.
I was just curious. I was on there playing around and didn't see you. I was going to send you a message over APRS and see if you got it.
Receive messages on. I'm not doing a whole lot on the Droid. I know my truck does because I actually had somebody send me a message on APRS one time when I was coming back from the beach. We were pulling the camper back from the hurricane, and I had put a little message on mine about the travel, and somebody said something. I don't even remember at this point, but so I can. I've never tried it on the Droid. I'm pretty sure you can, but not something I've ever dealt with.
You could send it, but I didn't have anybody to send a message to, so I haven't tried it yet.
My radio, my truck, and my FT3DR can do it. I've just never tried it with the app itself. But, I mean, most of the time, like right now I've got it down, but most of the time you'll see my home station running. But if you ever see me on there, it's probably the Droid, but a lot of times I keep the truck radio turned with the modem on, monitoring APRS in case somebody's close by that I hear the beacon.
The tool truck, it does that. The ID5100 is capable of a digital APRS, but I hadn't got it set up.
What's the radio? The Anytone. A lot of those will do digital and analog APRS, which is, I've never saw the digital side of it.
Either. So I'm still learning with playing with it.
Just figure out a way where I can have my home station not tied up by APRS and still use the same antenna, but I think I have to do a little funky, you know, kind of not a switch, but kind of in a sense that way it don't feed back into the main radio.
Put your MobiLink up on one of your handhelds and let it broadcast that way. Or if you had another mobile, you could probably use it.
Doing that, I just like the range that I get. I mean, because I know right where I live, there's a little bit of a loss of coverage. The one on Parrish Mountain picks up pretty decent here and there. And then 85 and 26, it gets kind of sketchy right there. So I try to run my station, and it picks up this general area, probably around about maybe 15 miles, maybe a little further than that. The map shows that I pick up packets all over, but I don't think my transmit distance is, it's okay. But anyway, so I like keeping it on my antenna that's mounted on my, I won't say tower, but it's not a tower, it's just the mast off the back of the house. But I have to sacrifice my radio to do that. So I'd love to be able to run a two radio setup so that way the APRS can run all the time and receive and digipeat. But then if I could keep a second radio, that way I could talk like I am now.
That would be great, but the only way you're going to do that is to put in another antenna and put a radio on it. But one of the videos I was watching this morning on APRS was talking about the one hop or two hop, depending on how far you could go with the where it repeats it out. If you have it set to wide area 2-2, that's the two hop. If you have it set to wide area 1-1, that's the single hop. So you might want to look into that.
I run the 2-2, and on my, I can't remember what I do in my truck. I don't remember if it's 2-1. Shoot, I don't remember. And my home station is only a one hop, so it'll broadcast it out. There's some stations around here that'll pick up pretty good. So off the house, it can hit a couple of the big ones. It broadcasts a lot larger range.
It's got height to its advantage then.
If I do pick one up, it'll broadcast it that one time. I don't know. So that should give somebody the two hops to get to the larger station if they're not picked up by the bigger station to start with.
Well, Andrew, if you're going to be around for a few minutes, I'll be right back. I'm going to run in the store and grab something right quick, but I won't be with just a minute.
I'm sitting here at the house, so I'll be KO4CF, and I'll be standing by waiting on a call.
Okay, I'll give you a call in a few minutes. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.